Dennis has been the point man on a lot of this. I wanted to stay to the side as much as possible. I'm going to express some opinions this morning that you have not heard me say before. I think that after 33 years, I've earned that right to speak to and in behalf sometimes of this congregation. And I've allowed you to speak within the normal limits, and I impose that on myself as well. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, to have everybody so close, it's like we're sitting here in an intimate situation. I'm not even trying to project. Okay, turn it up, Dennis. Test, no, thank you for speaking up. It's no good unless it's heard. Are we doing better?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
I was going to share some prepared remarks last week. And as you know, we did not meet last week. By the way, that's part of the reason I made the announcement about keeping up our finances, because we're just at the end of the second month and we've already missed two offerings. One in January, one in February. General fund was emptied. And so we put one of the CDs in that this past week. But just so you know, okay. All right. I wanted to make some prepared remarks last week, but we didn't meet, so I want to share them this morning. On the back of the history sheet that you received, there's much of the information that I want to share this morning. And it all goes back to February 1935. 89 years ago this month. In fact, the meeting that was conducted in that first paragraph, where there were many conversions and many renewed in their faith, took place in the third week of February 1935. So doing the math, we sit here 89 years after that first service. Pastor Drake from West Terre Haute had the burden for a fundamental church, a Bible-believing church in Terre Haute, which meant that there wasn't much being done in the city of Terre Haute from a standpoint of evangelism and the teaching of the Word of God. There was a dearth of spiritual knowledge. This was one of the sin capitals of the Midwest, Terre Haute. And so those who were of like mind got together, and you'll find in the next paragraph down that the year before, around Thanksgiving time, he and some others explored the possibility of renting the old National Guard Armory, the original building that became the Bible Center. They visited the building on Thanksgiving 1934. You see that the plan here, a few months ahead of time, they're looking for a place to meet to begin to hold this meeting that was going to be held in February of 35. And they decided to secure the building. And it was evident of God's blessing upon this work. West Terre Haute called another pastor to help Pastor Drake, because they were juggling now three ministries, one in West Terre Haute, one in Central Terre Haute, and one in North Terre Haute. I do not know where that was located. I've never known where that was located. Anybody else know where North Terre Haute Bible Church was? I don't know either. So they, at the end of the year, or at the end of that meeting, they decided to continue holding services through 1935. And as I've told you before, it was called the Hallelujah Service. It met on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And people from all over, because there was a hunger for the Word of God in this area. And other churches came in and helped on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So they held services every Sunday afternoon. And at the end of 1935, they bought the building. They bought the building, praise God. And on New Year's Day, 1936, the radio program began. To have a Christian radio program in this area was a phenomena. That was the infancy of Christian radio, that we turn our radios on, and as you go through your dial, you may find a half a dozen different stations or programs that are geared to Christian programming, to Bible studies, to music programs. That wasn't here 89 years ago. We are blessed. But on January the 1st, 1936, they started the 15-minute God Bless You Bible Hour. It's only 15 minutes, but the tradition was back then that any time you had at least 15 minutes, you called it an hour, the God Bless You Bible Hour. And there's some amazing statistics. I don't know if they still have that up here or not. They put out little books. When they reached the 5,000th, when they reached 10,000 daily, Monday through Saturday, daily broadcasting. So there's a lot of milestones that took place in those early years. But I noticed this in preparing to share with you. They held their first service in 35. They organized the church officially the first Sunday of January of 1940. They organized their Sunday school, they organized the church board and trustees and all of that type of thing at the bottom of the page there. And Pastor Drake preached a sermon, the birthday of the church. And on January the 7th, 1940, the invitation was to become a charter member of Bible Center. 165 people responded that day to become charter members. So for 5 years, you see, they have been laying the foundation, laying the foundation. And when they pull the net, 165 charter members were received. Now, What was going on in 1935 and 1936, 1937? No.
Depression.
The Depression. And then from 40 to 45, what was going on?
World War II.
In that 10-year period of time, some of the hardest years that this nation had ever known, this church was birthed and exploded with growth. And I'll share more of that in just a moment. In 1948 was the great revival year. 8 weeks consecutive. 6 weeks took place in the original building, the old armory. And this was at that time only seated 600 to 700 people. You remember the old building. They've changed it many times internally, but the walls were the walls. That's all the space they had. So night after night, they would pack 600 or 700 people. After the service was over, they'd have 100 in prayer meeting, often praying until midnight. I really forgot what the next point was that I wanted to... Oh, after 6 weeks, they said we needed a larger space. The old Hippodrome Theater had been empty for a long time, apparently, in 1948. It was dirty. It was a mess inside. They went in with their mops and their brooms and their dust claws, and they cleaned that whole huge building to seat 2,500. And then for the last 2 weeks of the meeting, they filled the building night after night. 2,500. But that was a meeting that touched this whole area, if you know the history. And where's that book? This is a book by Leon Maurer, who was a preacher who came out of the Bible Center. He was there in the 40s and the 50s. And he gives firsthand information about people and situations that were present at that time. Why are you saying all this, Jerry? Because I want you to know the rich, deep history of what we are going to give to someone else. Now, they can't relive those days. We can't relive those days. We can't remake those days. But we have a godly heritage. The scripture talks about a godly and goodly heritage. That's the heritage of the Gerald Bible Center. And it is rich, rich indeed. Let me close my remarks by sharing some personal thoughts about where we are right now and what we're doing. We've talked about preferences. You may have a preference. I certainly have a preference. If I were to ask you, as far as I know, Dennis is probably the only one that actually knows my preference. You may guess, but it's not because I've told you. But I want to tell you this morning why I have a preference. My personal preference is the Northview Ministry. There was a man who my daughter had met, Jason Pongratzt, P-O-N-G-R-A-T-Z. And she met Jason. Jason goes to church at the Carmel Church. She goes to Fisher's. And she told Jason about Terre Haute and about her dad and what we were facing. And he showed an interest. And she told me. Now, she had been going to one of the satellites at Fisher's, I think for 3 or 4 years. I didn't know where she was going. I'd never been there. I don't know that I'd ever heard the name. So this is not a long, drawn-out affair with me. I learned about it through her. And so, Jason, I went back through my notes of 23. How are we doing time? We're fine. And of 23, Jason came to Terre Haute on January the 12th in 23. He came down to meet me. We sat out in the foyer in the two big blue chairs for about an hour and a half, getting acquainted with one another. Who he was, who I was, what we had here. And then I took him through the building, showed him what was not finished, and the whole upstairs is unfinished. We have a shell up there. And we didn't leave out anything. He was impressed with the building. That's about all I can say. He was non-committal, and I wasn't committing anything. And I went back and looked further, and I think it was in May or April. In April, I think I met him in Indianapolis and had lunch. And then, it might have been May, I didn't put a date on that, but I was gone a weekend in May. And I'm sure that's where I went, because I spent the night at Lorraine's. So Saturday night, I went to church at Carmel. That's sort of the mother church, that's the beginning. And then Sunday morning, I went to Fisher's. Same service, different singers, same music, same message. They're videoed and then played out to all the satellites. And somehow, don't ask me how, the message was a little bit different. I thought it'd be word for word that I'd heard Saturday night, but it wasn't. So there had to have been some changes made. But it was basically the same message. So that's what you would expect. And another thing that has impressed me is the impact that the Northview Ministry has had on my daughter. So you know I'm somewhat biased. And I want to be objective as well. And Jan and I both were very spiritually concerned about Lorraine. And we saw a drift in her life that we didn't really like. And we noticed that it began to change. And especially after her mother died, and she began to talk with me more, I realized there was much more depth in her life than there had been. And it goes back to the Bible study groups, the prayer meetings, and those things that are a part of that ministry. She has a group of ladies that she prays with. She has a group of ladies that she studies with. She works in the greeting area one Sunday a month, so she meets people as they come in. She's an excellent greeter. And that's another reason why. Now, is that the only place? No, it's not the only place. But of the choices that we have been given, that would be my personal preference. I've listened to several of CJ's messages. He's spot on. He's a great communicator, teacher. You both see on the screen what he's doing, and you hear. So he's reaching you through your ears, he's reaching you through through your eyes. That's a good teacher. So I don't need to say, as far as I'm concerned, anymore. Northview has the capacity to have speakers in from all over the world. We listened to one a couple of weeks ago that was a former pastor who became a lawyer and now works. You remember what his position was?
No.
He works for the federal government. Oh, he went back into the ministry. I didn't know that. I thought he was still working for the government.
Assistant.
He worked in the Attorney General's office. And he was a pastor first, then he became a lawyer, and now he's back in the ministry, more or less. Great speaker. Great speaker. That caliber of person. Max Licato. Many of you buy and read Max Licato books. Max Licato is a frequent speaker there. And others from around the world of that character and quality. That says something about the appeal that they're trying to make to more and more people. So, I think that's enough. Dennis, do you want to explain the parameters of our voting today, please?
You put a check next to the one you want. I'm not pastor. I've got to make it short and sweet. Anybody has anything they'd like to add? This microphone, we've got some of the whatever microphones. And since we're not pastor, 2 minutes, because Miss Joanne's limited in her the amount of time she can be here. So that's what we're going to attempt to do. If you've got something to say about something, one of the preferences that you have, if it's different, do so. When you're done, we'll pass out the ballots and we'll count them. Constitutionally, so you all know, constitutionally, members only.
Mm-hmm.
Constitutionally, 2/3 does not have to be unanimous. I still want it to be. Because I believe that's the way we're going to find out. That's the fleece we laid, was that by God's Holy Spirit working through us, He can bring all of our diverse opinions together to get his will accomplished. That's what I hope to see done today. I'll tell you, I told Pastor and my wife I was going to buy sunglasses for everybody today because the future's so bright as I envision it. It's so bright. I hope you'll all stick around and see, and I hope we can make a decision that glorifies the Lord this morning. So I have the ballots. There are three choices on them at this time: Emmanuel, Northview, and Henry Vosburgh's organization. So, yes. Yeah, Midwest Church Extension is his specific ministry. So, anybody have anything to say? Come on up here, just like small groups, up your microphone, because they can't hear you otherwise. So, if you don't want to, prefer this, we have remote microphones. That's all I have to say.
Dennis, I should have said one other thing. It doesn't
pertain 2 minutes
to that. Yeah. Look, Lorraine sent me this one night last week, and it's from Northview, but this shows you what's going on over in Putnam County in Greencastle. They have a satellite there. This month, our North Putt campus hosted its annual Wild Game Feast. The event is an opportunity for hunters in and around North Putnam County area to gather together, share a meal, swap stories, and build community. At this year's feast, after hearing some incredible bow hunting stories, the gospel was presented and everyone in the room was given the opportunity to respond. By the end of the evening, 69 individuals had given their lives to Jesus for the first time. That's an unusual story, but the events that they create, this type of thing happens on a regular basis. Our jaw drops. Ah, 69. You read stories of 200 and 300 responding. It is amazing.
Okay, he tells me he will cut me off if I go over 2 minutes. But I wanted to ask Dennis, you said constitutionally members only can vote. Are you sticking to that constitutionally? I'm fine with it if that's the way you want to do it.
My concern is that if we do not do it constitutionally, and someone has a problem, they may be able to take you to court legally. And I'm not a lawyer, but it seems to me we have a constitution, we're to abide by it.
That's fine with me. I just wanted to clarify that it's members only, and that's fine with me. And I'm just praying the Lord's will be done today. Remember, I gave this scripture verse some time ago in Isaiah, where it said, "Behold, I am doing something new. Do you not perceive it?" And at the time, I thought of our church, although this was probably to Israel, this promise. But I thought, I don't want something new. I want Bible Center to continue. And now I see it differently. I keep flashing in my mind, I'm doing something new. I'm doing something new. Can you perceive it? The scripture says. And then it goes on to say in that beautiful scripture that he would give water in the deserts. The valleys would bloom again. And there would be great peace and contentment. So I just accept that verse of scripture where the Lord is saying, I'm doing something new. Can you perceive it?
Amen.
Yes, I can. Anybody have a question that we may be able to answer that's just burning a hole in you? Or give this to Sandy.
Good morning, y'all. It's good to see you all. I pray everyone's well. Pastor, this is for you. This question is for you. If this change does take about, which it's going to, we know that. We know it's getting ready to happen. How long are you going to be here?
I have no idea. That question was asked of me yesterday. Will I have a part in any one of the three? And I said, I have no idea. There's been no discussions on their part or mine. My friends know that I'm looking for some freedom. I would like to be with my kids more.
Amen.
I would like to travel more. I am financially able to do that. I don't know if my health will continue to allow that. If somebody calls and says, would you come and fill in for me Sunday? If I'm available, I will be glad to do that. But I have nothing planted at this point. I need to be busy. I know that. I need to have something to occupy my time and my mind and so forth. My friends here will still be my friends here. My enemies will still be my enemies, I guess. But I'm just looking forward to seeing what God is going to do with this property and building and people and with my life. What's left?
I asked. Oh, I'm sorry, didn't you?
Well, I just wanted to say before, because I don't know what I'm going to do either. I don't know what I'm going to do either. I don't know whether I'm going to stay or whether I'm going to go. And my friends know that too. The friends I have here that I've talked to, they know that too. I love sitting under you. I just know that in my life now, I need to make some changes too. But I just want to thank you and this congregation for always being there for me, for praying for me, for praying for my family. I thank you for the friendships, the long-lasting friendships I've made here, yeah. The loves of my life that I made here.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank everybody for that. Well, I had the chance to thank you all for that. You are some great people. Some of you I will never, ever forget in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm like you. I pray that whatever the transfer is, that we all will still have that brother and sister relationship. I love you. I love you. That we've always had.
Yeah.
That we've always had, and that we still will be in contact with one another, and that we will still pray for one another and uplift one another and go see one another and be there to you know, help each other through. So that's what I just wanted to say. I'm just thankful for Bible Center. And the 14, almost 15 years ago, I walked through the door, and my life was changed. So I just thank you all for that. So I just wanted to say that while I have the opportunity with just our group here, So I just wanted to say that.
I want to write on what she just said. There's no reason why I've thought about this. There's no reason that the 12, 15, whatever we call the core, there's no reason, regardless, why we cannot still be friends, do things together, meet and eat and greet and whatever. There's no reason that those things cannot take place. If we live here, you're still a part of my life. I'm a part of your life, one another's lives. Is your hand?
I just wondered if we're going to get the results of the vote before we leave here this
Absolutely.
Morning.
We're going to vote till we get something decided. Hopefully.
Okay, is this on? Okay. In regard to what you were saying, I already offered my home for Fifth Saturdays. I love Fifth Saturdays, and I know a lot of you do too. And I have a piano. I don't have a lot of room, but we'll make room. And that's one way we'll all stay in touch.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Sandy's first question was to you, and I asked both Emmanuel and Northview. Northview said they would replace Pastor really fast because they're going to have a campus pastor here. But both of them indicated that during the time of negotiation, if you will, the transition, that some would depend upon Pastor and what he wanted to do. But for a while, he could still, until they get things set up to where they get the live stream and whatnot. So it's not an immediate thing. We sign, we vote, we call them and they come, we sign whatever we sign and then start the process. Pastor is still going to be a part of it for a while. Not long, but for a while, if that answers that question. We got any other questions that haven't been answered or that's eaten you up? I've got to tell you, I don't like this either. I met my wife here. But the future's not here with Terre Haute Bible Center. The future is with someone else. Hope we're all going to be a part of it. Ready to vote? All righty. We'll get it in the way. So if you're a member, raise your hand. How many do you have there, Pastor? Two, I think. Somebody want to pass these out and figure that actually work?
I was asking.
Margo, come.
Somebody need to pass them out.
COVID time. It may not be good. I don't know. Everybody have something to fill the ballot out with? And were we going to have a prayer first, Pastor?
Well, that would be fine.
I'm going to lead it if you don't mind. Lord God, we thank you that you have blessed
yes.
us
Amen.
Our forefathers with a
mm-hmm.
and rich history.
Amen.
And we know, Lord, that things have changed. We still love you.
Yes.
But the outreach has gone away. Our effectiveness has waned. And it's time now, Lord. Our season has passed. It's time that the future is instigated and we started here. And we just pray, Father, that during this vote, your spirit would guide us. That's all any of us really want. We want what you want, Lord.
Yes, Lord, and a good spirit.
So whether we take one vote or a dozen, I know that your hand will be upon us and that we'll get to where you want us to be. I know that, Father. Pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody put their names on them.
Your name on them or no?
No. Yes, she's got a point of business here we need to deal with.
Okay, since we missed soup and sandwich Sunday, we're trying to have it in March. I only have March 10th as a for sure date for me. I was wondering how the month looked for everybody else. Because I can make adjustments for, it's just we're going to run into Good Friday, we're going to run into spring break, and I know that doesn't affect a lot of people at our age, but if you travel with grandkids or whatever, you know, next weekend or what, is it next weekend's the 1st of March, which was kind of close for everybody to plan anything. So does anybody know at this time if March works for them?
March the 10th.
March the 10th. Or would you need to push it to April? You need time and let me know next Sunday? I figured we would keep the same list that we have out on the table.
Oh, I
know. Isn't it still there?
No, that's over. I took it away.
When? It was there this morning. Oh, well, bring it back if you have it. If not, no biggie, we can start a new one. But
that's when you want to do it, go for it. That's like your
on March 10th?
I know I won't be here because my brother's having surgery, so I won't be here on the 10th.
Okay.
But the rest of the month, for me, is fine. But don't worry about me. You guys do what you got to do.
Okay.
But you're such a good cook.
Yeah, and she was putting the chicken stuff away when I talked to her the other day. And the pimento my husband was going to be looking forward to, I know.
It wasn't filled out. Is that yours?
Okay.
Yes, I know. I did count.
Okay, well then, put another sheet out there. If you have the old one, we'll keep it. There you go. Woman after my own heart. I don't either. We'll cross off Sandy's since she definitely can't be here. Pardon? The 10th. And we'll plan on the 10th. If you signed up to bring something, bring what you were going to bring. If you didn't sign up and you want to, sign up. Okay.
That's it for me.
If I counted these slips of paper correctly, there were 11 ballots filled out, 12 cast.
What?
I'm just telling you. There was one that wasn't filled out. So present, I guess, is the vote. It's not unanimous. And I really wished it were. But well over 2/3 voted for Northview. Now, do we have to take a show of hands or a vote to accept, or is this final?
You say it was over 2/3?
Oh, way over. 9-1. So.
Well, then I don't know.
Constitutionally,
don't vote.
Constitutionally, it's passed, and Northview gets the nod. So, thank you all, and we will keep everyone informed. We keep on keeping on until we get the work taken care of, whatever that is. So, we will let you know each and every step of the way. So, I guess we'll see you next week.
Are we going to have another meeting with those gentlemen that came?
I suppose. I mean, I
don't know yet.
We'll give them, we're going to call Henry and Emmanuel in Northview. So, because Emmanuel, I got to tell you, has called me like 6 times. They have been very proactive. And I've had a conversation with Northview when I've had a question or whatnot, and they've gotten back to me. But, so we'll let these folks know so that we can go forward, and they will know what we feel the Lord has decided to do. So it's a Northview vote. Thank you all. There were no wrong votes today.
I'm going to lay something else on the table while we have most of our people together. It has come to me this week that as we relinquish property and control and all the stuff that we've gathered, we really need someone who will act as a historian for Bible Center. I'm a history lover. I minored in history, in American history, in college, and I've read who knows how many. But there are things that need to be preserved. We don't know when the Lord's coming. He may come next week. It may be 100 years. But there needs to be historical, accurate historical records and materials kept so that there will be a footprint, there will be a trail that this ministry has left for 89 years. I have nobody in mind. I know we're going to have to start getting into stuff and throwing away stuff, and it's overwhelming. But I would really love to see someone have a vision for the history and sort of a keeper of the records that we want to save and that we want to share with the Historic Society and perhaps the library and other people who are going to come along and say, what happened to Bible Center? Where was Bible Center located? Who pastored here? All of that's a part of the record. That's part of the history. So if you're interested in becoming that person, or maybe more than one, I would really like to talk to you.